Welcome to this month's special guest interview.
This month, I'm very pleased to have André Noël Potvin as my special expert guest. André Noël Potvin is an internationally accredited author, fitness educator, and medical exercise specialist with 31 years of leadership and clinical experience. André holds a Master of Science degree in cardiac rehabilitation from the University of British Columbia, where he served for 4 years on the teaching faculty of the School of Human Kinetics. André is also president of InfoFit Educator School for fitness professionals and is frequently invited to lecture at international public and professional conferences. Good afternoon, André, and welcome to this month's edition of Sports Nutrition Update.
Good afternoon, Corey. It is a pleasure to be speaking with you once again, and I'm excited to do this interview with you.
So the last time we spoke together on SNU was in December of 2004, and I'm sure much has transpired for you in the last 12 years. What are some of the highlights that come to mind for you?
Hooked up with a naturopathic physician, and we created a clinic, medical exercise clinic, where we combine naturopathic medicine along with exercise, helping the clinical population get healthier and fitter. I did that alongside of running my school, and then after about 5 years of that, I needed to make a decision because my school was expanding and becoming more popular. I had to make a decision whether to continue with the clinic or focus on my school. So I focused on my school, and you know what? There's been such a great demand for personal trainers in the industry that I've now expanded my school to 3 different locations. I have now offering my certification program in many different ways. I offer it Monday to Friday during the weekdays. I offer it in the evenings, and I offer it on the weekends. So we now cater to the schedules and budgets of many of our students.
For those listening who aren't familiar with InfoFit, just give us a bit of an update on the school and what you actually do there.
Okay, we're a school for fitness professionals, so we train and certify primarily personal trainers, boot camp instructors, fitness class instructors. And we've been in business since 1989. And we have a passion for teaching. So basically, when you come to my school, we teach you all about what it is to be a professional elite personal trainer and put you into the market. We get you job interviews and we provide the marketplace with a valuable service by feeding them with high quality elite personal trainers.
And you provide both online and classroom style education services, don't you?
Absolutely. So we offer many continuing education online credit courses. So for those who have become personal trainers and those getting certified, we offer some of our courses online, and then some of our courses need to be done in class for practicum experience.
So what's the demand for personal trainers like these days, André?
Okay, well, years ago, when I started in the industry, there was no such term as personal trainer. We were just on-floor gym supervisors. And slowly over the course of time, people started to want more one-on-one personal attention. And as of 2016, it has become such a popular career that there is now a 28% shortage for personal trainers, a 27% increase in demand over the past 5 years. So it's a booming career business opportunity.
Okay, so it's booming, which is great. So that's an obvious benefit. It sounds like there's a great market for it. What are some of the other benefits that might appeal to someone interested in becoming a personal trainer?
Okay, well, for one, you get to be your own boss, which is fantastic. Many individuals, they work in a career or a job that they basically hate. And with this particular job, you actually get to follow your passion if you are passionate about fitness and health. It gives you the opportunity to have flexible hours so you control more of your schedule. You can decide when you want to train clients and when not. It's also a really positive work environment. So, I mean, I don't know about you, but I had an opportunity to work in an office many decades ago, and I spent the summer working in an office, and I vowed I'd never work in an office 9 to 5 ever again. I just love the positive environment of a gym. The people come there, they're excited about exercise, they're excited about working out with you, and the environment is really a fun place to be. And finally, it's emotionally rewarding. I mean, to be in a position where you can have individuals that you help make changes in their lifestyle that are permanent changes that offer these individuals a new lease on life for many of them is exciting. And to see that change is exceptionally rewarding.
One of the other benefits that comes to mind that might be similar to what I do, like when I study nutrition science, I'm inspired to make changes that are beneficial to me personally. So what percentage of people that come to you have a strong athletic background or they're in need of personal change themselves? Then getting into this career sort of helps elevate them into a mindset where they can start focusing on their own personal condition and performance capacity through, you know, your expertise in teaching.
Right. Great question. Many of the students that come have a passion for fitness, but they're what we might call imbalanced in many aspects of the career. And what we do in the school is we teach them the importance of mind-body-spirit connection, as well as understanding how to take care of themselves. So we offer not just the training and certification, but we offer them an opportunity to learn how to train more efficiently and effectively for them, more efficiently and effectively for others, as well as how to take a look at what they're doing health-wise, what choices they're making, specifically in nutrition, and giving them an opportunity to make those changes. We believe in walking the talk. So if you are going to be a personal trainer, we believe that you have to be living a healthy lifestyle and working on that on an ongoing basis.
Another question that comes to mind is if I'm looking at a different organization other than yours to take this course methodology and learn how to become a personal trainer, what would motivate me to get into InfoFit versus some of the other schools that are in Canada or say down in the US?
Okay. Well, for one, we've been operating since 1989. And so we have evolved over the course of time. We listen to our students. We listen to our students' needs. And we have just basically created a program that has a lot of depth of knowledge to it, as well as amazing learning experiences. One of the things that I do is I train my instructors personally. Each instructor goes through a 2-year apprenticeship training program. They have to absolutely start with a passion for fitness, a strong desire to helping others. So when students come to us, they get an in-depth, valuable, almost spiritual learning experience by working with us. And the proof of that is in our testimonials. And so when I have students who are questioning what's the difference between our school versus others, I have them read our school student testimonials, and it is those students' experiences that really stand out for those students interested. We give you a much greater detail or depth of knowledge base as well as practical experience in comparison to many of our other competitors.
Yeah, right on. And I can certainly attest to that because when I interact with new students that go through you to get on the CSNA and they're involved in that training process, they're very excited. They have nothing but great things to say about InfoFit. And I'm really proud to be connected to you guys because you're really pursuing a pathway of excellence. And then you look at the product, you look at the people that you're producing, and the proof is in the pudding, right?
Absolutely. In fact, we have gained such a strong reputation in the industry that we have many gyms, many personal training studios calling us on an ongoing basis looking for our graduates because they know that they're going to be getting someone that has a very strong professional attitude and a willingness and desire to learn and be the best that they can be. Our graduates are in high demand.
Okay, so those are some of the benefits. What are some of the challenges that personal trainers have to deal with in their, say, work environment?
All right, so let's start off with the fact that in the fitness industry, you will basically get individuals who have a strong passion for fitness and a desire to help others. What they seem to be lacking most in is business skills, administrative skills, organizational skills. And so one of the things that we have done is we have developed programs for the personal trainer to help develop their promotional skills, their marketing skills, their sales skills, as well as their business management skills. So you can easily find those on our website by going to InfoFit Resources and then picking the business of personal training icon there, and that will explain all the different opportunities that we have available to develop those weak areas for many of our students. Some other challenges that trainers will be experiencing is that they will have to fight a stereotype. Many people fear working with personal trainers because they have in their mind this stereotype of this very loud, overbearing, very narcissistic personal trainer. And what you will need to do is establish your own credibility in the industry by walking the walk, walking the talk, and also looking the part. But not everybody responds well to that stereotype. So you'll be challenged to work on people's fear of working with a scary personal trainer. Also, another issue that trainers have is they become quite popular, and so they have trouble maintaining their current certification and continuing education credit. So one of the things they have to do is they have to plan well over the course of the year, the workshops and courses that they need to take to maintain their skill set, enhance their skill set, as well as enhance their certification. The final thing that was that trainers will eventually become so popular that they will need to multiply themselves, because the prime time for training is usually between 6 a.m. and 11 a.m. in the morning, and then 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. in the evening. And so trainers become very popular during those times, and they need to start looking for other trainers that can take on their clientele so that they can start to multiply themselves. And that requires a bit of business sense and a bit of insight as to how to transfer your quality of training to another trainer to take care of your clientele.
So you mentioned the business component, which, as you and I both know as entrepreneurs, is enormously important, perhaps as important, if not more important, the management of finances and overseeing all of the business elements. Now, do you have a component of education in your courses that helps these new people coming into the field with information on how to manage and set up their business?
Absolutely. So one of the things we do in our courses is we explain the business of personal training. We explain the importance of branding oneself and marketing. When I mean branding, it simply means that you have a specific look. You have a look to your business card. You have a look, a uniform that you wear. How often I go into gyms and I see personal trainers who are just wearing a ratty t-shirt and shorts or pants, but you wouldn't know that they're necessarily a personal trainer. And so you need to establish this brand or this look so people can identify you as a quality, credible trainer. So we offer that insight during our courses, as well as auxiliary courses that help you develop all aspects of your business.
Now, you mentioned continuing education credits and why those are important to obtain. So I complete my certification. I'm now a personal trainer. The education doesn't stop then, does it?
No, absolutely not. The industry is ever evolving. And with it, the trainer needs to stay on top of what are the hot trends that are going on, what trends are higher risk, what trends are more appropriate for their specific clientele base. So one of the things that has changed in the past is we went from a basic gym environment to now where people training in parks and boot camps became more popular. I'm sure many of the listeners have heard of Boxer Fit or Boxing Fitness. That became quite popular. So these are all auxiliary certifications that you can get that would enhance your services to help you create variety within your program and train your client in a more well-rounded way. Another example would be kettlebells. Kettlebells have exploded in the industry in terms of popularity. You can go into most gyms now and you'll see a kettlebell. However, many trainers don't know how to effectively use the kettlebell. They don't really use it very well, but they start their clients on it, exposing that client to a higher risk for injury. So continuing education is fundamental in A, renewing your certification on a two-year basis, and B, staying abreast of what's going on in the industry to provide your clients with optimal service and care.
How many education credits does a trainer need to fulfill each year or each biannual year in order to maintain their personal training status?
Okay, good question. Each organization has their own set of requirements for continuing education credit. The British Columbia Parks and Recreation Association, they require of a personal trainer 16 hours of continuing education credit, or 16 CECs. If you're part of the American College of Sports Medicine, they require about approximately 16 credits as well. ACE will require 20 continuing education credits, which is the American Council on Exercise. So overall, you're looking at between 15 and 20 hours of continuing education credit every 2 years. Some of it has to be knowledge-based, some of it has to be practical-based.
So I'm thinking on the difference between an elite and mediocre personal trainer. Let's say they both have the same certification, they've taken the same courses. There's got to be more than just the head intellectual knowledge. What makes one superior to the other?
Okay, first off, I do want to clarify that the mediocre personal trainer has a mindset of doing the least amount for the fee. So basically, they will search out the least amount of education requirement for them to call themselves a personal trainer. There are courses out there that are 2 days. So you would take a 2-day course and then pass an exam, their exam, that association's exam, and then you get to call yourself a certified personal trainer. Whereas if you come to us, you are working Monday to Friday, 3 months straight through practical skill training, as well as in-depth knowledge base of anatomy and exercise physiology to be able to be called an InfoFit educator, basic personal trainer. So we start off with the mediocre, basically shooting for the least amount of effort, least amount of education to be able to collect a training fee. Many of the mediocre trainers out there have either let their certification lapse and they no longer have insurance. So we have trainers out there I've seen in the gym. They've never become certified. They have no insurance to protect the client or themselves, and they are out there soliciting for clients. The elite personal trainer is one that basically starts off with a mission statement. So InfoFit's mission statement is to enhance the quality of leadership in the fitness industry by providing our students with the highest quality courses, seminars, workshops, and online practices so they can aspire to their goals. Many elite trainers will have a similar mission statement that gives them guidance, their anchor as they go along and meander their way through the industry. So they start off with a mission statement. They also are willing to do whatever needs to be done to provide the greatest quality of service to the clientele. The elite trainer is also one that will be very attentive to their clients. So I've seen many mediocre trainers, they're on their cell phone while their client is working out. They're texting or they're actually answering phone calls while their client is training. One of the questions I ask my students is I ask them to think of a trainer that they absolutely would never hire. And what are the characteristics of that trainer that causes them to never want to hire the trainer? And then think of a trainer that they've seen that they absolutely would hire if they had the opportunity and funding to do that. And then I basically say, you know what, why don't you be the trainer that you would hire? So that gives them insight as to the difference between an elite and a mediocre trainer. But most of it is a mission statement, a willingness to and passion to continue to learn and be the best that they possibly can be in both their business practices as well as their training services.
Let's just touch a bit on the insurance, because that might not be well understood from someone who's considering this field. I know you provide a pathway, but you talked about needing insurance. So let's say I'm using someone else's gym and I'm certified through InfoFit. Do I need to get additional insurance in addition to the gym that has insurance? Or is this only when I'm teaching clients away from the gym, say at home or in a park or maybe in their environment? How does it work?
Great. Nowadays, any gym now that wants to operate correctly will require that all trainers come in with their certification designation. They have to present a copy of their certification to the gym owner, as well as a copy of their insurance. The insurance type that the trainer is going to get is called professional liability insurance. And that basically means that the trainer has coverage with regards to their training in any gym facility that they wish to use. It's going to be very hard now for any trainer to go into a gym and pay to use the gym without providing those documents. So it's almost essential. The only trainers that can get work are the ones that train out of people's homes or out of parks that may not have a certification or insurance, which of course we frown upon. If you were to be a boot camp instructor, you would need to tell the insurance company that you plan on doing group fitness instruction, and so they would need to write that into the insurance policy to cover working in parks, people's homes, as well as in gyms. And so it's just an underwriter's addition to your policy.
Right on. Excellent, Andre. Thanks for that. Now, if I'm a client thinking about a personal trainer, I know that a lot of trainers are viewed by clients and gym members. And what percentage of clients use the way the person looks as a means of interest? Have you seen any surveys on that? Like, they must think about their credentials and maybe they've heard good things about their friend getting in good shape. But do people really use that as a reference in terms of making the decision? Is that an important element?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. Absolutely. Number one, people in the gym. First off, I say in order to generate business, you have to be aware of what you say and what you do. So basically, people hire trainers based on word of mouth, what they see the trainer doing in the gym with other clients, how they see the trainer behaving, and what the trainer says. They also watch how the trainer works out. And they also take a look at the trainer's body image and whether or not the trainer has a healthy lifestyle. And so all of these variables come into play when a client is choosing a particular trainer. I do want to make mention that although majority of the population want a healthy, fit-looking trainer, there are some population base that don't really care so much about what the trainer looks like. So for example, there are some obese clients who feel a little bit more comfortable when they have a trainer who has a few pounds on them and has perhaps gone through from obesity down to a leaner weight. They can associate more with that particular trainer, and that trainer doesn't have to look like this lean 10% body fat, all muscle individual. Another population base that doesn't seem to care so much about the way the trainer looks are those individuals involved in post-injury rehabilitation. So people who are coming in with specific injuries, etc. They don't care so much about the way the trainer looks. They just care that the trainer gets results in helping them resolve. That said, I am a big proponent to believing in you should look the part. And so I encourage all trainers to do their absolute best to eat well, train, and look as healthy and fit as possible. Speak it and look it.
Right on. And you certainly do. So that's great. You're a great leader. And I'm sure everyone looks up to you and thinks the same thing. Now, you and I both know the significance of nutrition as it relates to health and performance. And CHI and InfoFit are education partners. You guys are distributing our courses and we're working closely together. And it's working out really well. So in your past experiences, going back, say, 10, 20 years, when maybe the emphasis on nutrition was almost nil or not really considered a component, how has that changed? And do you think nutrition has become really important now in the personal training necessity of education?
Okay, great question. Let's start off with basically what's been happening and evolving over the course of the years. The majority of the time when a client comes to see a personal trainer, they are interested in two things: improving their health and reducing their body fat. Those are the most common types of clientele that you're going to get. They want to get fit and they want to lose weight. Now, in the past, personal trainers have focused only on the personal training aspect of it. But nowadays, if you want to be an elite personal trainer, you need to have a strong grasp of sports nutrition. You need to understand that 80% of the changes people will see will come from their diet and their nutrition. And the other 20% of the changes will come from their actual physical activity. Now, I really emphasize that trainers, and we offer the Corey Hawley Institute's courses because we really believe that people want to see results. And when a trainer is educated in both aspects, they actually set themselves apart as being the elite of the elite trainers because they get the best results for their clientele base.
Yeah, agreed, no doubt. Now, let's get into the website. What's the website address and what are we going to find there, Andre?
Okay, it's easy to remember how to find us. We are simply infofit.ca. When you come up onto our site, you will have an opportunity to be involved in one of three areas of our website. You either A, want to become a personal trainer, B, you are a personal trainer looking for continuing education credit, or C, you're looking for a personal trainer. So we offer all those three services available to our clientele and students. When you are looking for becoming a personal trainer, you just click on that icon, up come all of our courses that you can participate in either Monday to Friday during the day, during the evenings, or on the weekends. If you click I am a personal trainer, you will come up with all of our resources that are available for continuing education credit. We offer everything from sports-specific performance enhancement to nutrition programs that we do through the Corey Hawley Institute, through health and weight management. We have a wide variety. We also offer podcasts. So let's say you're a trainer and you're looking for continuing education credit. We have expert interviews and expert lectures that you can listen to for an hour. You get one continuing education credit towards your renewal of your certification, and you are able to accumulate them at your own free time on your own schedule. Yeah, and then finally, if you know of people who are looking for a personal trainer, we have elite personal trainers. They're all my instructors as well. So we're dealing with the elite of elite personal trainers, and they can be booked for sessions on our site as well.
So really, InfoFit is a one-stop shop for the personal trainer, or with that thought in mind. They can go to you and pretty much get everything they need to get the ball rolling and start earning an income.
Absolutely. In fact, quite a few of our students get the student rate for personal training. We believe to be a really good trainer, you also need to know what it is to have a trainer and be trained by the elite. So they get to see and experience an elite trainer in action, so then they can be mentored through that trainer as well.
Yes, and also mentioned something about the accreditation that you got recently and how that relates to individuals who can, I guess, make application via the government or different loan agents and get them to pay for their education.
Yeah, so one of the things we did was we wanted to stand out compared to our competitors. And so we became a government-sanctioned registered school with the PCTIA, Private Career Training Institute Association Agency. And what they basically do are they're a government-based organization that has standardized the private career training institutes. And they hold these organizations like InfoFit up to a higher standard. So we have to jump through quite a few hoops in order to become a much higher quality educator provider than our competitors. So be that as it may, every year they come around and they check to see that our school is performing in a way that it puts us in the elite category.
Well, you certainly are. Andre, our time is gone. Well, that was an excellent interview, incredibly informative, and I don't see any reason for anyone to go anywhere else except you guys. I mean, you guys are happening and leading in the field. Well done, my friend.
Thanks, I agree.
So how about a final parting comment, maybe a take-home message to people out there listening right now? They're studying nutrition. They're thinking about personal training. It's been in their mind. These people, as you know, Andre, they have one thing in common. They want to help people. So how can you help somebody from the inside out if you become a personal trainer?
Okay, first off, as I mentioned earlier, you absolutely have to create a mission statement that reflects your passion and your service. That statement will guide you throughout your entire career and help you make choices as to what you want to offer, how you want to offer it. And then finally, be the trainer that you yourself would hire. If you keep that in mind, that'll keep you on the road to moving in the direction of being and fulfilling that of an elite trainer as opposed to mediocre. One last point, it's easy to be a mediocre trainer. You don't have to do much for that. It's a challenge to be the best you can possibly be.
Andre Potben is the president and founder of InfoFit Educators School for Fitness Professionals. He's an internationally accredited author, fitness educator, and medical exercise specialist. Andre, thanks very much for your time. And we do thank you so much for the work that you have been doing and are doing and will do. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for asking me to speak today. I feel honored and it was a pleasure. Thank you.
We hope you've enjoyed the topics discussed and our special guest interview on this edition of Sports Nutrition Update. SNU is produced monthly and is distributed internationally by the Corey Hawley Institute. To learn how you can subscribe to this unique and motivational audio program, please visit CoreyHawley.com.
Representing lifestyle. New way of life. Listen. It's SNU, sing along, it's true. Yo, coming through straight. Malik with Sports Nutrition Update. Prolong your life, live long, stay strong, for it won't be long till your time is gone. So I sing this song to pass on wisdom. Hit us up at CoreyHawley.com. Love your life, live right, things will be alright. Knowledge is key, just follow our lead. You'll see a change in heart and health, which leads to wealth and higher self-esteem. Follow your dreams and see. Follow your dreams and see.